Let us join hands with the new youth that remembers the mighty past. We say England is not dead. We say, and I ask you to lift up your voices and say it with us here in the heart of England to send out a message to the world. England lives and marches on.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, I was just channeling Sir Oswald Mosley there, the man who would have been, if he had been able to be it, the dictator of England. And I was referring to England's youth because it seems that England's youth would rather like there to be an Oswald Mosley, according to an investigation which will be premiered soon, Generation Z, Trends, Truth and Trust. 52% of Generation Z, 52% of those aged between 13 and 27 in the UK, want there to be a strong leader who does not bother with Parliament and elections. And one third of people in this age range think it would be better if the UK was just taken over by the army. So I'm coming to the conclusion that that implies that I don't think that the left would like the UK to be taken over by the army. So certainly one third, it seems, would like a right-wing dictatorship, which is very interesting. But I want to focus here on the issue of dictatorship. Why would Gen Z want there to be a dictatorship to a much greater extent than other generations? That's what we'll look at today. So that's what I will do. But before I do that, would you please, please, please do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe, if you haven't done so? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, where I put my live streams, and where, if you'd like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. I am so violently grateful to do that, and I'm just violently grateful if you subscribe on YouTube. It really, really helps me so much. You just click the like button, leave a like, subscribe, and all that, and I'm so grateful. Right, back to the video. So what does the this new study, Generation Z, Trends, Truth and Trust, find? As I say, 52% of those aged 13 to 27 want a strong leader who does not bother with Parliament elections. One third think it would be better if the UK was taken over by the army. 47% want a revolution and the overthrow of the current system, as against 33% of 45 to 65 year olds, which is still high. I mean, a third of people who are my age, basically, and 20 years older will want a revolution. I mean, this is augurs badly for the future. 47, well, in the sense, if you want stability, 45% of men aged 13 to 27, by the way, also think that gender equality and so forth has gone far too far. And 42% of men trust Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson as leadership kind of people. So what is going on? Why is this happening? Why is Generation Z much less democratic than previous generations? I think there's a number of reasons for this. The first is what are called broad trends, long-term trends. Intelligence has been in decline in England since about 1900, and we have been losing something like one IQ point per decade. So we are about 50, we are considerably less intelligent, around a standard deviation less intelligent than we were 120 years ago or so. And that is the difference between, let's say, a policeman and a school and a science teacher, or a science teacher and a university lecturer. And that does a great deal at the tail end. If you lose 15 points, then you halve the number of people that have an IQ over 130, and you double the number of people that have an IQ of below 70. And that it's the people that have high IQs that are going to be influencing the society, and those people are themselves less intelligent. And so therefore you're going to create an atmosphere which is more congruous of and more reflective of low intelligence. And people that have low intelligence tend to be sceptical of IQ. Sceptical of democracy. People that have low IQ are sceptical of democracy. Why? Because people that have low IQ like black and white thinking. People that have low IQ are low in trust. Because if you are low in IQ, you may well be conned. So it's best to not trust anybody. Whereas if you're higher in IQ, then you will work out that you might be conned. So it's better to trust people and gain the attendant opportunities from trusting people. So this is the first thing you've got then. You've got declining IQ, which has been going on for a long time due to dysgenic breeding patterns, means that we are likely to be less trusting of other people, and we're likely to be less desirous of democracy and more wanting of a dictator. dictatorship. It might even be argued that there is an instinct in us to have a dictatorship. Like for vast periods of our history, we didn't have democracy. We had a dictatorship. It's almost like a built-in thing that you want a strong leader, particularly in a time of crisis. And people that are low in IQ are less able to suppress their instincts and rise above them and calmly solve things. So they're more likely to want a dictatorship. Generation Z are going to be the stupidest generation that there has been in this country for hundreds of years. And so therefore you would expect them to be less desirous of democracy. That's the first thing. The second thing is just multiculturalism. We know that democracy works, according to research by Tatu Vantanen, in a context of optimum social trust. Too much social trust and you don't hold your leaders to account, you're not sufficiently cynical of them, and therefore dictators are able to take over. Too little social trust and democracy doesn't work because you don't trust that the other side won't take over and kill you, basically. And so you can't really have democracy. Multiculturalism collapses democracy. Research by Putnam and so forth shows that the more ethnically diverse a nation is, the less able it is to sustain democracy. You stop trusting other people. You don't trust the others, the foreigners. You certainly don't trust them because we are evolved to trust people that are genetically similar to ourselves, for obvious reasons, because it means that they're more similar to us, so they're more likely to help us, so we're more likely to trust them. But also you lose trust in your own people because you become concerned that they will collaborate, or some of them will collaborate against you with the foreigners in order to gain power over you. Which, of course, does happen. I mean, look at the Labour Party. And so, therefore, you stop trusting even your own people. And this collapses democracy. You can't have democracy if you don't have social trust. Multiculturalism helps to collapse social trust. Generation Z is the most multicultural generation in the history of England, essentially. Well, unless you go back to when the Celts were mixing with the Saxons, and their genetic differences were not very large. So you're not going to have democracy much among them. Then, of course, you're going to have they're also probably the most mutated generation in the history of England. They're going to be high in mutational load because the child mortality is so low. What's mutational load going to be associated with? It's going to be associated with being individually oriented rather than group oriented, because we were evolved to be group oriented and high in trust across time. People that are individually oriented are going to be selfish. They're going to be psychopathic. They're going to be Machiavellian. They're going to be low in trusting other people. They're going to be low in social trust. They're going to be against democracy. They're going to be individualists. They're out for themselves. They won't trust other people. They'll be against democracy. And we know that if you look at people that are left wing, we know that they are high, and people that are right wing are the extremes, both on the extremes. Those on the right are high in psychopathy. Those people don't trust other people and they want revolution and they want danger. And those on the left are high in Machiavellianism and narcissism. Those people want to be admired. Those people don't like being criticized. Those people want power at all costs. Those people want lots of power. And so those people are not going to be in favor of democracy either. And you're going to have a large percentage of people in Generation Z compared to other people that are mutants like that. So they're going to be against democracy and they're going to change the culture of the society. So you have all of these factors, these long-term factors, which have been going on for hundreds of years, which help to understand why Generation Z would be opposed to democracy. Shorter term, it's been argued by Jani Mirtanen, who is a Finnish amateur scientist and photographer, that humans go through a four-generation cycle, as do animals, where they change in the production of various hormones in each generation. This causes them to change in size across generations, change in temperament. It makes them less predictable to their predators and to their prey, and that's why it happens. The cycles are a series of hormones, such as oxytocin and testosterone. And eventually you'll get to a generation that has a level of these, which means that they will be aggressive, they will be violent, they will be low in trust, and therefore obviously they won't want democracy. And perhaps Generation Z is that generation. And so this would help to explain why in this cycle this is the case. The third reason is that we tend across a period of time to move leftwards. There are five moral foundations that we all have as humans because we are pack animals, but in prehistory we had to move to the top of the pack in order to attain status and thus women. And so you have the group-oriented foundations of obedience to authority, of in-group loyalty, and of sanctity versus disgust, i.e. you sanctify that which is good for the group and you taboo that which is bad for the group. And then you have the individually oriented foundations of equality and harm avoidance. Equality means that you get more, and harm avoidance means that you avoid harm, basically. The right are about the same in all five moral foundations. The left are only interested in the individually oriented foundations, i.e. the left see themselves, because they're neurotic and mentally unstable. They see themselves as paranoid at the bottom of society.
Are you ready for the future of the West?